Hello and welcome to the worldwide broadcast of the Ted and Austin Brower Show, bringing you the latest world news and health research. I hope everyone's having an awesome day today. I hope you had a blessed, safe Independence Day weekend. It was fantastic down here in Florida. We had a lot of friends and family over, shot off a bunch of fireworks, had some fun. I saw some videos from California, which I thought was almost humorous, as they shut down all the fireworks shows all across California, actually about nationwide, and told people, you know, they basically weren't supposed to buy fireworks or use fireworks or have people over. I saw an aerial video of California, and it was insane how many mortars were going off. And we had the same thing down here in Auburndale. I was surprised. All the local cities shut down their fireworks, even Auburndale, Lakeland, Winter Haven, all of them. And we went down to a lake and shot a bunch of fireworks off. And at one point, there were so many fireworks going off around the entire lake, the whole lake was fogged out with smoke. You couldn't even see anything. So it goes to show you that there's still a lot of resiliency, a lot of grit, a lot of resolve in the American populace still. We just have to channel it past the point of fireworks and in the right direction of maintaining and stating that we will not have our freedoms encroached upon. And that's why I've encouraged everybody, do not live in a spirit of fear, but of love and of sound mind, and also preparedness. If you're worried about your immune system, if you're worried about energy or whatnot, take some extra supplements. Eat clean. Make sure you're drinking enough water. Get enough sleep. Get enough rest. That's why I put the D3 on sale last week. It went on product of the week. And I even had our coupon code, the Freedom5, which is still active today, able to be used on top of the already on sale 10% off D3, because I want to make sure that we can make a stand as an American patriot community, all of us, all of our country, coming together in unity and saying, no, we don't have to be told what to do. We don't have to be told to wear a mask. We don't have to have our temperature scanned when we walk in a store. We can maintain our immune system with what God gave us naturally. Remember that. Our bodies were not designed to wear a mask 12 hours a day. Our bodies were not designed to sit in home without any sunlight or fresh air all day long. Our bodies were designed to get fresh air, to get sunshine, to get constant oxygen to the blood, into the blood, to the brain, to the heart on a regular basis. So when people start running around and acting like they're in fear all the time, they're completely contradicting of what the Word of God has told us. Because I've heard so many people, oh, these cases are going up, these cases are going up. I've already told you guys now, I have a very specific friend that I'm very close friends with that I've known for well over a decade, that his girlfriend went to the doctor for a sinus infection, just a sinus infection, and she tested negative for COVID, and they sent her her results and said that she was a positive case, a probable positive, and that she needed to treat it like COVID. They're doing this all over the country right now. That's why the death rates have not spiked. That's why the hospitalizations have not spiked, but the cases are going through the roof. Because they want every single person to test positive so they can scare everybody. And something I talked to Dad about this weekend I thought was interesting. As a lot of people know, because I brought this up, 2 years ago, 23andMe signed a $300 million deal with GlaxoSmithKline so GlaxoSmithKline could have full access to 23andMe, the Ancestry website that basically sees where your DNA comes from. They signed a $300 million deal, GlaxoSmithKline did, to have access to the full database of DNA so they could test it. Basically, and they said what they're going to do is they're going to use the DNA to develop DNA-specific drugs and drug targets. Now, what's interesting about this, that goes to show you how expensive and lucrative the DNA collecting and gathering sites are. I mean, $300 million, even for a pharmaceutical company, that's not pennies in a bucket. That's some cash. And so the fact that it's worth that much to them, and I told Dad this the other day, we were working out, I said, it's interesting that they want every single person in the entire country to get tested. They've said this now. Everybody has to get tested. Everybody has to get tested. A, they can get the virus, COVID positive test rates up, so they can show more people are positive, even though if you don't test. And on top of that, remember, these COVID tests, because of the contact tracing and Google and Apple and everybody that's involved in this now, the HIPAA laws do not apply essentially to COVID tracing because it is not something like a disability or a medical history. This is for the greater good to make sure they can spread the information of who has it and who doesn't. Well, what's also interesting about that is that all the information, your DNA, your name, your date of birth, your hair color, your origin, everything, where you live, is all pretty much open access to these companies that have to contact trace if you've tested positive. So at the same time, we have probably one of the largest DNA gathering schemes we've ever seen in modern history in the United States. And I'm not saying they're selling this information because I can't prove that. But what I am saying is it's pretty much open database access to all of your information once you test positive, including your DNA sample. Now, are they taking the DNA from these? I don't know. I can't prove that. But I do find it rather odd that they're wanting everybody to get tested. I mean, I know people that have gone to fly on a plane across country, and they're telling people now, you have to test and see if you basically are positive or negative for COVID before you can finalize your plane plans. This is something very interesting and almost very eerie that's going on to want to see this many people tested when we know now that the death rate is, you know, 0.2, 0.3, 0.4%, depending on where you go for the numbers, which is still minimal at best. And on top of that, we know that vitamin C and D3 play a crucial role in maintaining the immune system. And every single person I personally know that has ran that protocol, the high microdosing of vitamin C throughout the whole day and the D3 levels that has tested positive, has bounced back from COVID very, very quickly. So I want to kind of start off with that and encourage everybody, use wisdom, stay healthy, take your supplements, exercise, eat clean, and stay prepared, because there's obviously something more going on behind the scenes that's going to be happening over the next couple months, Dan.
You know, Austin, well said. In fact, you know, you said something about the fireworks, and you used the word grit. And, you know, I like that word because, you know, I'm starting to think that most of the alpha males have been castrated in the United States. I mean, you know, where have all the roosters gone? I mean, we're going to have that little discussion today. And, I mean, what in the world is going on with all this? I mean, why in the world do we have so many guys who want to pretend like they're girls and girls who want to pretend like they're guys and girls who act like they're guys, these feminazis, who want to come around and basically castrate all the men and say that, you know, having sex with a man is a violent act and all the crazy crap they come out with. And now Sharon Osbourne, the epitome of skanks as far as I'm concerned, her two children about as dysfunctional as they can get, a bunch of weirdos is what they are, married to a doggone Satanist, Ozzy Osbourne likes to bite the head off of rats. I mean, you know, had one of the top lead singers and lead group guys with Black Sabbath back in the 70s. She's coming out now saying that creepy John Wayne, who did the movie True Grit, was a bad guy. And she backs the campaign to rename the airport over his racist remarks. Here's a guy who did an interview in Playboy magazine like in 1971, which made a comment that she didn't like, which a lot of people now are throwing in his face. And I can guarantee you, I'll put it to you this way. If John Wayne had seen George Floyd being choked out to death, John Wayne would have grabbed the cop doing that and thrown him off. I guarantee you that would have happened. Or would have said something or would have gotten... I guarantee you it wouldn't have happened if John Wayne would have been there. He's a big guy, he was a scrapper, and he was an alpha male. Now, do I like everything John Wayne said or stood for? Absolutely not, but I thought he's a pretty cool dude, and I love his movies. And, you know, I don't have a bit of problem with him having John Wayne Airport. Now they're trying to change because they said he made a racist comment once in a Playboy interview. See, here's the problem that we have. And this is happening all over the United States, all over the world. We have all of these celebrities like Sharon Osbourne, who's a complete and total skank, like I said earlier, who are coming out now and trying to impose their values on you and me. Now, what are their values? You know, she's pro-transgender, she's pro-gay, she's pro-homo, she's pro-drug, she's pro-abortion. Okay, so why would we listen to anything she has to say? Why would any words that come out of her mouth be even interesting or entertaining to a Christian? Well, they shouldn't be. And here's what we have. In fact, I had this discussion this morning with my 17-year-old daughter. We have these social media accounts now, And people like Kim Kardashian, now, by the way, Kanye West is throwing his hat into the ring for the 2020 nomination of president. Thought I'd mention that. And we have people like Kim Kardashian who are coming in and, you know, just total nudity all over the internet, posted nude photos of herself, and her husband's supposed to be a Christian. And yet, you know, I guess they haven't tried to get the nude photos down. I don't know. I guess this is the new normal. I don't know. I don't think it's my new normal. I'm not going to sign for it. But what ends up happening is we as Christians compromise. You know, we allow pictures. We take pictures of ourselves. And guys do the same thing. They take personal – look at Anthony Weiner. He took pictures of his private parts and sent them to minors. I mean, this is the new thing now. Guys take pictures of their private parts and send them off. You know, that's what they do. Guys contact girls on Instagram and Snapchat and everywhere else, say, can I get you to grade something for me? And they send them a picture of their private parts. This is a sick, perverted world is what it is. This is all peddling pornography. And it's awful that this has happened. And then we have girls. They get on Instagram and Facebook or wherever they are, and they post provocative pictures of themselves, you know, with their breasts hanging out or with their private parts hanging out or wearing string bikinis or basically puckering up for the camera and acting like they're trying to kiss some guy. Well, let me explain something to you. And I explained this to my 17-year-old daughter this morning. I said, when you pucker up and you're posting a picture of yourself in a provocative pose online, it just doesn't stay on your phone. If you post it to Instagram or wherever you want to post it or to Snapchat, somebody screenshots it, it may go out to 800 people and go viral, and now you have 10, 20, 30, 40,000 people viewing a picture of you. And when you do that as a female, when you pucker up and you wear suggestive provocative clothes, you basically, what do? You trigger a man's nucleus accumbens. You make him have a desire to want you, to have sex with you. Now, yeah, we're going to go here with the show today because I've had enough of this. We're going to go here on the show. And see, and this is the thing. Guys, listen to me. Where have all the roosters gone? You say, well, you're being old-fashioned. You're being an old fogey. Okay. All right. I agree with that. You know why I'm being old-fashioned, why I'm being an old fogey? Because I'm standing with the Word of God. I'm standing with the Word. The Word of God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. God warns us to avoid the harlot in the book of Proverbs. Warns us. Tells us what she's going to do, how she's going to act, how she's going to seduce a man, how she sees you only as loaf of bread. Do you want your children or your wives or your girlfriends to be provoking other guys to have a nucleus accumbens reaction, to want to have sex with them? I'm just being real direct right now. Is that what we're doing now? Are we trolling on the internet? What does the Bible say? The Bible is really clear. And this is Revelation 3:16 to the church in Laodicea. I know your deeds. You are neither hot nor cold. How I wish you were one or the other. So God says, I wish you were either hot or cold. Okay? In other words, get off the stinking fence. So because you are lukewarm, neither hot nor cold, I'm about to vomit you out of my mouth. You say I am rich, I have grown wealthy, and I need nothing, but do you realize that you are wretched, pitiful, poor, blind, and naked? This is what the Word of God says. Bible says in Corinthians, come ye out from among the bees, separate, that's not the unclean thing. And you say, oh, Ted, you're being old-fashioned. Yeah, you're right, I'm being old-fashioned. I'm going with what the Word of God says. Now, why does God say, I wish you were either hot or cold? Why? Because if you're cold, if you're in the world, if you're in the flesh, if you're out there running around being a heathen, all right, the Holy Spirit can come to you and convict you and allow you to become born again, and allow you to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and your Savior, and allow you to pick up your cross and follow Him daily, and be convicted on what Christianity is supposed to be. But because you're sitting on the fence, oh, I'm a little bit of Christian, I'm a little bit of heathen, I'm both, all right? What ends up happening is, Holy Spirit can't come to you because you've already compromised. You've already said, I think it's okay to post for escape pictures of myself. I think it's okay to go out there and, you know, commit adultery every once in a while. It's no big deal. I think it's okay to go out and get drunk on a semi-regular basis. And, oh, by the way, I think it's okay to be a bisexual. And, okay, I also think it's okay to be a homosexual. And I also think that if I want to be a girl today, I can be a girl today, or I can be a guy today, whatever I want to be. And I can walk around wearing a vagina hat. And Christians do this stuff. What the heck? Why has this happened? Why? Because they haven't had a true conversion experience, or they become compromised, like the church in Laodicea. They think that they can do whatever they want to do, whenever they want to do it, however they want to act. If they can act like the world, they come back and say, I'm a Christian. I knew a guy on the seminar circuit. His name was Tom. I'm not going to mention his last name. And he's a nationally known speaker. When he was around me, he wanted to pray all the time in Jesus' name. Then I'd hear him talking to somebody else, and he's talking about all the girls he picked up at the seminars and how many girls he got to screw, and his wife didn't know about it. Yeah. Yeah. Uh-huh. That's right. You say, well, Ted, you're being really blunt today. Yeah, I'm in one of those moods. So I've seen it walking on both sides of the fence. And finally, I told him one day, I said, Tom, why do you want to pray with me? Every time I see you or hear you, you're using God's name in vain, and you're using the F word. He said, why? How can salt water and fresh water come from the same spring? Come ye out from among them, be ye separate, is what I thought. I don't believe I ever said that to him. I probably should have. Didn't want to get kicked off the seminar circuit by fussing at another speaker. Guys, it's so important to understand that when you were bought at a price, you're not your own. Jesus Christ walked to a cross willingly as an omnipresent being to provide an eternal sacrifice for your sin. And he wants you to follow him, to pick up your cross daily and follow him, to be a disciple, which means to be disciplined, and to follow the teachings of Christ. So does that mean we should be okay with taking pictures of ourselves and our private body parts and Snapchatting them to who knows where? No, it's not okay. I've got so many friends of mine that are Christian men who say, I can't find a girl who doesn't want to send me risque photos. I can't find a girl who's godly. I can't find a girl who won't talk nasty. And the same thing with the girls, the women that Sharon knows. They say the same thing to her. We can't find a guy who's godly. We can't find a guy who won't compromise. We won't send a guy who doesn't want to send private pictures of himself to us. You know, what's up with this? Guys, this is Frankfurt School ideology and teaching. That's what this is. To come in now, to have a known Satanist like Sharon Osbourne come and turn around and say that John Wayne was a bad guy because of one interview that he did. Now, I don't agree with what he said in the interview. I think he shouldn't have said it. But the reality is that's one thing he said one time, one sentence, and we're going to throw an entire career away and take his name off the thing. Next, we'll be banning John Wayne movies. Why? Because he was an alpha male. He protected his females. You think, well, that sounds like you're being sexist, Ted. No, I'm just telling you the truth. Women want a guy that if they're in a parking lot and they're walking out to the car, that the guy will protect them if some dude decides to go jump on them and beat them up. You know, that the other day, that thing that we saw in front of Chipotle's, that guy wasn't an alpha male. His wife ran that whole relationship. You could tell by the way they were acting. Now they're both being charged with felony assault because they pulled a weapon on somebody, or she did. We have to think through what we do. We've got to think, are we going to compromise our values? Are we going to send photos of ourselves to people or post them online that aren't godly? Are we going to show too much skin? Are we going to allow ourselves to become some other guy's fantasy or some of the girl's fantasy online? Think through this. This is Frankfurt School teaching from the 30s. This is Playboy magazine. This is Gloria Steinem. This is the group of people that have completely and totally subverted our culture and our historical monuments and our history in the United States now. You know, if we decide as a people someday to take down a historical monument and put it into a museum, and we vote for it, and the people decide that, and it goes through proper legislative channels, whatever. That's something that people may or may not do someday. But the reality is, do we want to put these things in a museum, or do we want to destroy them because the mob says to, because the rioters says to? The other day, there was a group of armed black ex-soldiers, apparently, that went to Stone Mountain in Georgia, said, we're here, we're all the rednecks and all the white people and all of the racists. You know, we're here, we're ready to fight. And they were fully slung with M16 machine guns. Fully slung with carrying ammo and machine guns. And you know, I don't know if they're full auto, but M16s. And the media made nothing of it. Made absolutely nothing of it. If a white militia group had walked to Stone Mountain, 400 or 500 of them, carrying full automatic weapons, all hell would have broken loose in the media. Everybody would have condemned them for being the racists that they supposedly are, but they're not. They're trying to tell you that values matter, that Christianity matters, that if you're black, you should be proud, if you're white, you should be proud, if you're Hispanic, you should be proud, if you're Chinese, you should be proud, if you're Russian, you should be proud, if you're German, you should be proud. Be proud of what God made. He made you. He don't make no junk. All right? You're created in the image of God. And there's no reason for us to allow these people who are based on the teachings of Sabbatane and Zevi from 1666, who claimed to be the Messiah, who said we have to make everything inverted in this culture, in this world, to bring back the serpent god. There's no reason to allow these teachings brought to us from the Frankfurt School and through communism and through socialism and through the Rothschild banking cartel, by the way, who were converted to be followers of Sabbatane Zevi by Jacob Frank. That's how it all started. To allow them to tell us what we can and can't do, to push the pornography down our throats. I mean, good grief, guys. I want to stop for just 1 second. Ladies, listen to me for a second. Men, listen to me. You guys are my friends, so I know I'm not really talking to you, but you've got friends who do this. I know you do. Guys have a big enough problem already with stuff on the internet because of the way they've triggered guys with the nucleus of humans. Why in the world would you want to have pictures of your wife posted online in provocative poses? Or ladies, why would you want pictures of your husband posted online in provocative poses? Why are we doing this? Why are we picking up the traits of the world? Look at what the book of Revelation says. Basically, I wish that you were hot or cold, but because you are lukewarm, I will spew you out of my mouth. Guys, it's time to get off the fence. You say, well, I'm not sure which way to go. Just do something. That's what the Bible says. Just do something. Get off the fence. Make a choice. Make a decision. Same thing is true. You know, I read an article this week that basically said only 3% of the people out there are really actively involved like me and Austin and you guys are. 3%. 3% of the population, that the other 97% don't care. They don't care if we have a republic. They don't care if we have a country. They don't care if we have a constitution. They don't care. I mean, you have these teachers and high school students now, when you ask them when the Civil War was, they tell you it was in the 1960s. It was fought in the 60s. And you're like, well, you know, you're like 100 years late. But they really believe this because they haven't been taught, because they're not students of history. But they're students of Kim Kardashian and her buttocks and all these other pictures they show all the time. And that's who's controlling the social media. That's who's controlling the people who are supposedly Christians who are sitting on the fence. In all of these churches now in California, they're told that it can no longer sing. You can't sing praises to God Almighty anymore, to the great I Am, to Jesus Christ. Why is that? Because we've compromised. We've allowed these communists, these Satanists, to come into our schools, to take prayer away, to take praising Jesus away in the 60s, to commit genocide with abortions. Why aren't the Black Lives Matter protesting the 40 million black babies that were aborted through Planned Parenthood? Why aren't they standing at the front gates of Planned Parenthood? Why are they not doing this? I mean, what is going on? Now they're basically running to a monument, a Confederate monument, in full battle garb, taunting the white people to start a civil war. Gosh, guys. You know, I have such a hard time, Austin, believing this is happening in my lifetime. I was born in 1955. I'll be 65 in a few months. And I'm sitting here going, what the heck just happened to our country? I can't imagine. You know, Austin's grandmother's like 86, 87 years old now. I can't imagine what she must be thinking of what's happened. Or Sharon's dad, who's like 90 years old now, and seeing what's happening with the country. Of course, I can understand the normalcy bias of the older generation. Shoot, I've got to fight normalcy bias all the time. I just want my country back. Now we have a fake disease that's now fake. The death rate's like that of the common cold. And we're basically being told we have to self-quarantine and shut everything down because the international banking community wills it so they can increase the M1 money supply, bring us a digital currency. Not even mention what's going on with all the Afghanistan heroin still pumping into the United States to the CIA. I'll talk about that in the next segment. And all of this stuff, we're supposed to pretend like it's not real. But yet we have to make sure we post selfies of ourselves into Kim Kardashian's butt on Instagram and Facebook and Snapchat. Unbelievable. Austin, what do you think?
Well, it's well said. And the problem that I have, too, with this whole thing with, you know, picking on John Wayne and a lot of these individuals who are dead. I mean, here's the thing. I mean, it's easy to go spit on a dead man's grave. He's not there to defend himself. That's always what they like to do now lately. They pick on these people that may have said something bad
exactly.
60, 70, 80 years ago. And I mean, it's like, okay, if we're going that route, then we could just start picking on everybody that's dead. I mean, the ideology behind that is asinine. I mean, somebody said something back in the 50s. You know, they died back in the 90s, but we need to basically eviscerate them in the media now. No, all it is exactly what Dad said. It's to demonize the male mantra of being an alpha male, somebody that stood for a lot of things, even though they may have stood for things that were wrong or said things that were wrong sometimes, just the fact that they said something at some point, their entire legacy needs to be spit on. That's what they're trying to promote, so that nobody ever says anything that is not basically going along with the mainstream narrative. That's what this is all about. It's all about suppression of free speech. It's all about you can't have an opinion. You can't speak your mind. You can't even say something that may be hateful sometimes. I mean, people say stuff. Last time I checked, there is no clause in the First Amendment that says, well, you can't say anything that's not offensive or hateful to anyone. If anything you say is ever offensive to hateful to anybody ever at any point, you have to be muzzled. You can't say anything anymore. There's no asterisk in the First Amendment for that. People say rhetoric and angry stuff all the time. I don't agree with them. That doesn't mean we need to fund them or support them. Doesn't mean we need to help them. Definitely doesn't mean we need to stand with them if they're running around spewing angry rhetoric. I mean, that's the truth. But this is what's going on. And also, too, like Dad said, I saw some of the videos up there in Georgia of the armed black militia group, which, let me clarify, I have no problem, doesn't matter what color you are, if you're a black militia, white militia, doesn't matter, if you want to bear arms and you can legally open carry and you want to walk around, I don't have a bit of problem doing that. I don't have a bit of problem of you standing up and speaking for what you believe. However, a lot of the videos I've seen have been unbelievably aggressive, including assault through intimidation or intimidation through assault with some of their verbiage they've been using. There's multiple videos that have come out. People that have been sitting in cars, in line in parking lots, and these groups carrying rifles with their hand on the rifle, walking up to people and basically start harassing white individuals and telling them about reparations and telling them, you don't want to mess with me, boy. I'm your worst nightmare. Why don't you do something? And there's a guy sitting in a minivan by himself with his seatbelt on in the parking lot. I mean, really? You a bad butt now? You walking up to people while they're sitting in their car trying to drive off, telling them they need to do something? I mean, come on. I mean, it goes both ways. I don't agree if a white militia did that. It doesn't matter. But one thing about this is interesting, and this is something that really troubles me, and I really encourage, you know, there's a platform right now. There was a platform. It's about dissipated now because they burned it down. But they had a voice. The whole black community had a huge voice say, hey, we don't want this to happen anymore in our communities. We have a problem with some things that are going on. And everybody was like, okay, what are you going to say? We want to know. What do you want to let the entire world hear? They dropped the ball. I mean, why aren't these groups, you know, it's fun to go around with 200 and 300 person militias and go harass people when they're by themselves in cars, I guess. That's fun to them. That's hard. I mean, they're showing what a hard group they are. You know, 20 people walk up to your window with M4s slung and you're sitting in your car by yourself. There is absolutely nothing you're going to do from a tactically strategic standpoint to get out of that alive except just shut your mouth and drive off. Because as soon as you brandish a weapon, they're going to light your car up. And then they're going to say, you drew a weapon on them. They were justified. And technically, they probably would be, even though they provoked it. But here's the problem I have. Why aren't they going to Chicago? Why aren't these groups going and protesting in Chicago in support of the innocent lives that are killed? A lot of people don't talk about this. As of Monday this morning, there were 79 people shot and 15 killed in Chicago just over this weekend. Three of those were young children. Three of those. They said over the injured, nine of those were minors. Where's somebody talking about that? Where's this Georgia group that wants to walk around with M4s and go act hard and harass people while they're sitting in their cars? If they're standing up for black pride and they're standing up for the black community, which I don't have a bit of problem with, why don't they do it in the areas that need it instead of going to monument areas where people are parked in their car going to look at monuments and harass them in their car while they're sitting there by themselves trying to travel peacefully and freely, unmolested on their way? You're not proving a point.
You're not making a stand. Nobody respects you for doing that. If they went up to Chicago right now, this whole group went up there and said, we're about to shut down Chicago until this gang violence stops. If the gangs want to fight with us, we'll engage them in the street. If they really want to do this, we're not going to have little children shot. We're not going to have 79 innocent people shot in Chicago. When I say all of them are innocent, a lot of them are probably involved in gangs as well. Why are they doing that? If they did that, I'd say, whoa, kudos, okay. You want to stand up for, you know, the black movement? My golly, that's a way to do it. Start making a stand for this unbelievably unprecedented violence in Chicago on a regular basis. But see, it doesn't fit the narrative. Nor is it fun to go shoot at people when they're shooting back at you. They knew there would be absolutely no armed resistance at this monument area over here in the mountains where they went. They knew that. Nobody's going up to go look at national parks and national monuments well-armed. Nobody's going to go do that. They're the only ones to do that. Why? They picked the softest target to go do so they could try to instoke fear in everybody. Notice, if they want to go do that in the rural outskirts of Georgia and start going through neighborhoods and calling out white rednecks out in the middle of the woods, I guarantee you, if they wanted a gunfight, they'd get one. That's not where they're going. They're going to national monuments, harassing people while they're sitting in their car. There's no honor in that. There's no honor there. You're not making a point. If you want to make a point, I fully commend you for doing so as a black community and exercising your rights. But go do it where you're proving a point and you're showing honor in your community and your race. That's the standpoint people have to understand and look at. Also, too, in other news, this is crazy now. I mean, as we're starting to see this, and I was looking at this earlier, and it was just kind of, you know, troubling to see a lot of this was going on. As now, Americans in New York are now being subpoenaed and threatened with a $2,000 a day fine if they fail to report to authorities for contact tracing simply because they may have attended an unapproved party in New York. In California, you guys saw Newsom's mandated that everyone wears a mask in public, closed down all the beaches, shut down 4th of July. Now has told them in churches, get this, guys, they have decreed by executive force in California that you are not allowed to sing in church. This is on Breitbart. You are not allowed to sing in church because it may spread the virus. Now, here's the whole idiotic shenanigans that we're seeing with this now. First, it was you have to be 6 feet apart. Then it was, if you're sick, you got to wear a mask because it stops the spread, basically prevents you from coughing and putting droplets in the air. And it does to that extent. You wear a big, thick mask on your face, you're not going to be coughing out in the open air. There's no question about that. However, it's not my responsibility to protect everybody when I'm perfectly healthy. That's the irony that we've seen about all this. Then they say everybody has to wear masks. Now they say, oh, the cases have gone up. When you're in church now that are already at restricted at 25% or less than 100, that's already churches in California. Now, even though you're wearing a mask in church, you cannot sing. You cannot sing because we said so. Really, guys? Is that really where we're starting to take this? And it's ironic because I've seen comments. I've looked on social media over the weekend, and I've seen these arguments, people back and forth about, oh, you know, this, you know, just wear a mask. It's for the protection of everybody. You need to do this because it's for the greater good. No, that's a complete and total lie. They go, it's for everybody's protection. The government's doing it to protect everybody. Whoa. Whoa. All right. That's where I'm going to draw the line, because if you've even done 60 to 70 years of United States history, you will find very quickly that the last thing on the bottom of the list the government ever cares about is your health and safety and well-being. You can look at all kinds of different stuff, from the FDA to the EPA to the ATF. The list goes down the line of them not only allowing things to go on the market that maim, destroy, and kill people, actively involving and killing people. I mean, the list goes on, and what's interesting now, we now have Robert F. Kennedy Jr., you know, he's very much about getting dirty vaccines out of the market and producing vaccine awareness of what's really going on. He came out and said the reason why that this is going on now is the pharmaceutical drug company is basically linked up with the banking cabal in the United States. And he goes on to say, Big Pharma's in control of everything. He said, and I quote, this is what he said. Now, I haven't been able to verify this, but Robert F. Kennedy doesn't usually say much if he doesn't be able to verify it. He now said that the pharmaceutical drugs are now the third leading cause of death in the United States after heart disease and cancer. He goes on to say that's huge and it's all by design. He said Anderson Cooper sponsored by Pfizer. Merck sponsors Lester Holt. Some of the biggest propagandists have vested interest in making sure the public gets vaccinated, whether it is safe, effective, or not. Because of the rampant pushing of these drugs, pharmaceutical drugs are now the third leading cause of death in our country after cancer and heart disease. And medical journals have become the propaganda for Big Pharma. That's a pretty strong statement there, and I don't doubt he would probably say that if he couldn't back it up. So here's what we're looking at now. We now have one of the largest heists from the American populace that we've ever seen in history in the form of a $2.2 trillion stimulus bill that did absolutely nothing to stimulate the economy, because only about, what was it, about a tenth, a third, not even a tenth, an eighth, a ninth, a tenth of the money actually went to the general population. The rest of it went to the banks and went to the pharmaceutical companies and went to the hospital and went to the entire medical industrial complex. That's where all the money went. It went back to the government. I mean, I was talking before, where like the performing arts centers got $100 million grant. The FCC got $400 million. I mean, this all money, it was a stimulus package that the American populace is going to pay for, by the way. A lot of people haven't realized that yet. We are going to pay for it at some point. It went back to the government and the medical industrial complex and Big Pharma. That's where it all went, into the banking cartel. It was one of the largest heists of the American populace we've ever seen in history. $2.2 trillion. And that was just the tip of the iceberg. That didn't even talk about the $4 trillion the Fed promised to dump into the economy via the stock market to keep it propped up. We don't even go there. So what we're seeing now is at the final stages of America. We have a constitutional republic. Let's see if we can keep it, as Ben Franklin once said. This is where we're at now. Let's see if we can keep it. Because all the decks are getting stacked against us, and we have to stand up for our rights. And the only way to do so is through civil disobedience. When you have unlawful orders and unlawful things that are being thrusted upon you, like singing in church. Kidding me right now in California? You're telling me right now that people are not going to sing in church because they're told not to sing in church out of fear of spreading the virus? That's something they should be screaming from the rooftops and singing praises to God Almighty. This is unreal. This is where it's headed. And until people start standing up and saying, no, you know what? We're going to go buy a bunch of fireworks. We're going to go grab a bunch of ammo and Targo shoot. We're going to stand up. We're going to have parties. We're going to have friends over. We're not going to wear a mask. I was told in Lakeland now, remember I told you guys last week, they mandated you have to wear masks now out in public for an entire month. I talked to one of my buddies over there. He said, I haven't worn a mask at all. He said, I don't even have a doctor's letter, but because of my health condition, you know, I have to have adequate oxygen to my heart and brain. He goes, I was retired in the military. I have to have adequate oxygen. As soon as I go into a store, as soon as they walk up to me by mask, I said, I have a significant health condition. I cannot wear a mask per my doctor's request. He said, they haven't even asked him for a letter. They just step back. Okay. Because they don't want the liability associated with the ADA, the American Disability Act. They don't want somebody coming in there and saying, hey, guess what? I can't wear a mask because I'm disabled or I have a health condition. And they make a big brouhaha about it. And they go on social media now and videotape it all and say, this store is denying me entry because I have a health condition and a disability. You don't talk about a gigantic lawsuit waiting to happen. So a lot of these places now are like, dude, we don't even want a mandate mask. This is a city thing. He even said that. He said a bunch of stores over there don't even want to have to mandate mask. They're simply doing it so they don't get fined. Somebody go in there. Say you have a health condition, that's it. If they really want to push it, they want to push it. But social media has become a double-edged sword. As Dad said, it can be used for horrible things, and it can be used to spread all types of violence and propaganda, but also, too, it can be used to expose truth and spread the truth, like we've talked about before. And so a lot of times, people don't want to get involved in this if they don't have to, and I encourage everybody to do so. If you cut oxygen from your body, you have a health problem. Telling that right now. That's not conjecture. That is a fact. If you reduce oxygen from your body, it causes health problems in your body. If you wear a mask all day long, it reduces air. I had somebody arguing the other day. I was talking to him. They said, well, you know, that statement's not really accurate because doctors will wear masks for hours on end doing a surgery. And I said, absolutely. There's a specific point they have to do so. I said, and when they start that job, they agree to the guidelines that are put forth on sanitation issues when they're doing medical surgery for a specific reason, and they are compensated heavily for doing so. We are not being compensated, nor do we have a risk, nor do we sign a letter agreeing to this. We're law-abiding citizens trying to travel freely on our way to go buy something from the store so we can live peacefully, and we're being told and mandated that you have to cover your face and reduce O2. That is not the same. That is a completely different argument there. So understand what's going on. Stand up for what's really happening right now and continue to spread the word. That's why I've heard some people now saying that, you know, they've gone to stores, pitched a fit, said they won't have their temperature checked. They're not going to do it. And then they say, well, you have to leave the store. So you have to leave the store because I want my temperature checked? In my opinion, this is just my opinion, the whole context of putting a scanner up to your skull and testing for your temperature, even though it has absolutely zero impact whatsoever because people's temperatures vary, not to mention they've already said that people can be sick and have COVID and be symptomatic and still not have a fever. So, I mean, the context of what they're trying to say is idiotic. And the reason why they do so with the scanners is they want to condition the populace to being scanned before they go into a business or a building or to travel. Oh, I got to go here. Oh, you got to get scanned. Isn't it funny that they scan your forehead? Isn't it funny that it says in Revelations the mark will either be on the wrist or the forehead? Does anybody else find that even slightly ironic, and I mean that from a sarcastic standpoint, that they're scanning people's heads right now to see if you have a temperature? What's the next step with this, and why are they conditioning everybody to do so? This is what we need to be asking right now, and asking why are all these COVID tests showing positive tests for people that have zero symptoms, and people having COVID tests go positive, even though they have a negative test, simply for a precautionary standpoint, so they can end up getting more money from the Fed in these hospitals. Look at the truth, stand your ground, keep your immune system strong, be taking your vitamin C, your D3, get some sleep, get some rest, and stay alert and stay awake and stay prepared, Ned.
Excellent, awesome. Also remember potassium iodide. That's so very, very important,
yeah,
because it keeps the thyroid really doing well. Remember, the thyroid stores about a gram of iodine, you know, in the thyroid, and when stuff comes through the thyroid, which is a very vascular gland, it's a virus, it gets zapped with the iodine, and nothing can survive that. And so the thyroid is one of the primary components of the immune system. And then, of course, don't forget your zinc. All of these things are critically important to maintain a properly functioning, healthy immune system. Another one's magnesium. We've talked so much about magnesium. A lot of people think of magnesium as a relaxation mineral. You know, and that's right. It helps with cramps, makes your body not less stiff. It also helps with constipation, anxiety, stiff blood vessels, kidney stones, high blood pressure. It's so important. And people don't realize that we get way too much calcium in our diet, way too much calcium. We get very little magnesium. But you have to have magnesium to adequately absorb calcium into the bones so it doesn't accumulate inside of the arteries. It stimulates calcitonin, a hormone that draws calcium from the blood and tissues back into the bones. It suppresses the parathyroid, another hormone that breaks down bone. It converts vitamin D3 into its active form for calcium absorption. It activates an enzyme required for new bones to form. It regulates calcium transport. Magnesium is absolutely critical. Been used for insomnia, irritability, sensitivity to loud noises, ADD, angina, headaches, fibromyalgia, chronic fatigue, asthma, diabetes, obesity, osteoporosis, PMS, menstrual cramps, irritable bladders, irritable bowel syndrome, reflux, trouble swallowing. Each of these conditions has magnesium deficiency as a likely contributing cause. We need to understand that. I use the magnesium brain food every day. In fact, it actually helps to pull aluminum back out of the brain, to help compensate all of these crazy chemtrails they spray on us with aluminum and barium. And I was getting some brain fog years ago when we developed that product, and this product completely got rid of my brain fog. It's called magnesium brain food. Phenomenal product. I use I actually take 6 scoops of the stuff every single day. It's one of the best products we have, and it helps you really sleep like a baby. In fact, it's part of our sleep like a baby protocol. Now, I was also talking about Kennedy, talking about how we have so many people now in the United States that it's the third largest death is from the drugs that we're being given. Guys, we've got to understand that we have a drug culture in the United States. And a lot of these drugs that are killing people are opiates. And they're from the heroin that's being manufactured in Afghanistan, which produces 93% of the world's heroin supply. Remember this. I'm going to be very blunt about this. Osama bin Laden was a failed CIA asset that was used as a pretext to invade Afghanistan to restart the heroin toy trade. I'm posting this article. The heroin trade, which is a trillion-dollar business, third largest commodity in the world between behind oil and natural gas. Mullah Omar was our ally against the Soviets and was the most honorable man who shut down all heroin plantations in Afghanistan after the Taliban took over, as they considered the over 300,000 dead who died from heroin overdoses per year immoral. We turned on him. We betrayed him. Osama was a guest of Mullah Omar, and he merely asked for evidence of Osama's involvement in 9/11. Since there was none, as he was not involved, none could be furnished. Bush, too, ridiculed on television even the thought that he would be required to give evidence to a bow and arrow Mullah Omar. Remember this. The CIA used the heroin proceeds from Afghanistan for external operations, so that their revenue had been cut off when the Taliban were in power. In other words, they no longer had the heroin revenue coming in from Afghanistan because the Taliban was in power. When they had the heroin revenue coming in from their C-130 transport planes, by the way, nobody talks about this besides our show now. When they had the heroin coming in, they could circumvent the U.S. Congress. Heroin. That is why we're still in Afghanistan. Remember that. Now they're criticizing Trump for being in Afghanistan with 1,000 square miles of poppy fields. Terrorism is engineered through Operation Gladios and Operation Condors and being used to justify these interventions in Afghanistan. Most Western intel agencies are connected to the trade. You hear that? CIA, Mossad, MI6. 93% of the world's heroin comes from Afghanistan. After the U.S. invasion, heroin growing was immediately restarted up to 1,000 square miles now. The military cowboys from Pakistan ports to Afghanistan carry back as backhaul the heroin for world distribution, including the distribution on C-130 transport planes into 1,000 lily pad bases for the U.S. military all over the United States and all over the world. Guys, it's so important to understand where these opiates are coming from that are making these medical drugs one of the third largest cause of death in the United States. We need to understand who our enemy is. We need to understand that it is the international banking cartels who ran the opium wars out of China. Remember that. And it is still the international banking cartels that use their banks to launder over $1 trillion a year of heroin proceeds. This is who the real enemy is. So people ask me all the time, do you believe in reparations? I absolutely do believe in reparations. I believe in reparations for every man, woman, and child of every country that has a Rothschild-controlled central bank, be it black, white, purple, green, pink, or indigo. I don't care what color you are. You deserve reparations because they signed your country into debt slavery. And you need to get reparations from the bank. So if you're black or white or Hispanic and you want reparations from the international banking cartels, the Rothschilds boy, whose wealth is in the quadrillions of dollars, I agree with that. As far as taking people who never had owned a slave or ever had anything to do with slavery and trying to force them to pay for reparations for somebody from 1,000 or 500 years ago or whatever, that's complete and total nonsense. We need to realize this is so important. By the way, Giselle Maxwell went into a hysterical meltdown the other day when she was arraigned, supposedly, which I don't believe this entire story. They're setting her up for suicide now so they can go ahead and relocate her with a new identity. They said that she hysterically cried and says, I don't know why they're doing this to me. I don't know what I've done. Now, this is the woman who took all of these young girls, over 1,000 of them, with Jeffrey Epstein and put them into sex slave business for the world's, I can't call them elite because I don't think they're elite, the world's leaders who are totally and completely compromised. But when you see articles like this about how all of a sudden she basically goes into this giant meltdown, hey, no. This didn't happen. This was staged. This was another staged event. And that's why they're saying that she basically is so upset now that she's being arrested and charged with this.
Yeah.
This is all part of the act. She doesn't care one bit because Mossad does not kill Mossad always remember this. In fact, the article quotes, this is what it says, Ghislaine Maxwell sobbed, why is this happening? How could this happen? When she appeared in court, according to Virginia Roberts, as Duke of Sex, York sex accuser said Prince Andrew could be panicking after his old friends. However, despite her claims that Maxwell was sobbing, listen to this, on the phone call to the court, reporters who listened in were unable to determine for certain it was her. Again, this is total obfuscation again. This is who it is. Now, if you want to know what's really going on right now and who these people really are, Virginia, this young girl who basically was, you know, sexually trafficked for years and years and years, she basically had all this evidence that was put out on her as far as what was going on. And now the court has demanded that this information be destroyed. Are you listening to me, friends? The court has said that you had to destroy evidence in the Maxwell case. Now, why in the world would you have to destroy evidence in the Maxwell case? Well, it's simple. It's very, very simple. Because we know for a fact that Jeffrey Epstein had all of this information about him, linking him to all of the world leaders. And all of a sudden, now they're saying it must be destroyed. Attorneys representing Epstein's accuser, Virginia Guffrey, must destroy evidence from her case against Ghislaine Maxwell after improperly gaining access to the documents, court rules. Senior district judge ruled lawyers that had improperly gained access to documents. Lawyers from Cooper and Kirk were ordered to destroy the evidence linking Maxwell to Epstein and to trafficking. Former Epstein attorney Alan Dershowitz also was denied access to the documents. Guys, what the heck? Senior U.S. District Court Loretta Preska ruled Wednesday that the lawyers from Cooper and Kirk had improperly gained access to the documents and all documents support their client had to be destroyed. Friends, this is not justice. This is not right. And again, all of these judges in so many high positions, I'm going to make a claim here, make a statement here, my opinion, so many of them are compromised because so many of them have pictures of themselves that are compromised or things that they've done that are compromised, or they have a Swiss bank account and they're being given large amounts of money. Look at Roberts. What a disappointment he is on the Supreme Court. I told you guys he was a closet gay years ago. He's being blackmailed to do whatever they tell him to do. Don't tell him what they have with pictures of him. Guys, what a mess. Our country has gotten itself into an unbelievable nightmare situation with corrupt politicians and corrupt judges that are running everything and being bought and paid for by the international bankers. That's where we find ourselves. Guys, I want you to know I prayed for you this morning. I know today I was a little bit preachy this morning, but I tell you what, we need to talk about that stuff. We need to talk about social media and the posting of risque pictures for you, your wives, your family, your daughters, your children, anybody else that you know. Guys, I love you. Pray for you every day. You guys are my family. I appreciate you. Also, go ahead and finish it up, and I'll talk to you guys tomorrow.
Well, that's really well said. And also, too, another article. Now, this is interesting. A study conducted by a professor at San Diego State University has discovered that people who are easily offended about everything make terrible employees because they never get anything done. This is almost comical, but it's pretty factual from what we've always said. The study concluded by Dr. Jeremy Bennett involved asking over 400 employees, average age was 25.9, so about 25, 26 years old, across seven U.S. colleges about different events that they had recently gotten substantial media attention. The study notes that the events consisted of 17 items developed to assess the productivity to be offended, 8 moral outrage items and 11 microaggression items and 9 political correctness items. They noted that people have high productivity to be offended, proactivity to be offended, which the study describes as a state-like tendency to be sensitive and customary innocuous societal events and traditions, playing of the United States national anthem being an example. And they have a tendency to view an array of events as traditions or an offensive. And so what it goes on to say here is basically all these people that run around all the time and anything you say, any comment you say, they're triggered, offended. This is just, and I'm not talking about going up and calling somebody, you know, blatant names and being just disrespectful and militant. I'm talking about just little comments and things like that, like playing the national anthem, making phrases like America is great. they trigger these people. Pretty much all of them were found in a study to be absolutely abysmal failures at work, because all they do, they said, all they do was go around and basically file complaints and complain about unbelievably in just unimportant, trivial manners. And so, again, this goes to show you what the generation's leading to with this Generation Z, and even some of the millennials, where so many of them are just offended by even the most minor comments and phrases simply because they wear their shoulders on the sleeve, and we've allowed them to do so. We've allowed them to do so in this society now with this political correct nature. Also, too, in other news, this is kind of strange, but we'll follow more up on it. We'll see if it's something that is actually real or if it's, you know, more fear porn out of China. They're saying now that there's cases of bubonic plague have been registered in China's north, according to the health authorities. They said the news comes after two cases were detected in the neighboring Mongolia's registered at China's Inner Mongolia region. Its health commissioner said in a statement on Sunday. Now, whether or not this is something that is real or this is something that they're trying to cook up again, I don't know. Just throwing that out there to be prepared that there very well may be another round again of something else going on with China and the United States. Because remember, they have to constantly push the fear narrative. That's why I keep telling everybody, do not live in a spirit of fear, but of love and of sound mind and also preparedness. If you know your training, if you know your gear, if you know your food, you know your water, you know your family's situation, you have backup plans, there's no reason to do anything as far as be scared or fearful. There's really none to be at all in general, because we know where our trust is and we know where our protection is in God Almighty. And as long as you're prepared and you know what's going on and you know what to do if something arises, that's the best you can possibly do. So again, I appreciate everybody. Thank you again for supporting Health Masters in the show. We've got a lot of different specials and sales going on the website. We're going to be getting some more food buckets in this week. Then we have more that we're trying to get in. As I told everybody a couple weeks ago, they keep going out unbelievably fast because so many people are wanting the organic food buckets right now because they want to stay healthy even when they're eating, you know, basically stored food. So again, keep an eye out for that on the website. The D3 10,000 K2, incredibly good for the immune system. That's on sale for product of the week for 10% off. And we also have the Freedom 5 coupon active right now on all regular price products. However, it can be used on the D3 10,000 K2. So again, thank you for the support. And I encourage everybody, continue to get the truth out there. It's forward the show. Even if you don't want to forward the show because you don't want to offend people, which is kind of sad, but even if you don't, at least get segments of the truth or get the articles off our website. We have the articles every day, the daily articles of all the stuff we talk about on the show. Use that and forward it to people. Because the more we can wake people up right now, the better we can get as far as changing the country for the good. There's so much going on right now. There's so many lies and so much propaganda on the news. We have to continue to fight this news and get the truth out there. Thank you for the support. Have a blessed, safe, awesome night. Enjoy your time. Spend time with your family. Continue to read up, stay versed, stay prepared, exercise, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow as always.